BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We treat Bastille and Marshmello to their hits on a ukulele just after their live lounge. Also, more of your really local news. And let us introduce you to your new favourite grime MCs. They're 70 years old. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Right, it's just me today. Chris is on, I think he's on a spa day with his lovely lady, because it's her birthday. Chris, if you are having any kind of massage, please don't do grunts of appreciation like you did that one time when we were in Cavos together. You know by now you don't have to make noises to let them know that you're enjoying it. Okay? Just silence is good. I feel a bit on my own today. It's weird, just a small lunch for one. Obviously, I'm not alone. I have a fabulous team around me. But, yeah, Chris is back tomorrow. Coming later, Dan Bastille and Marshmello will be with me and we will debrief on the live lounge, and also we will play them some songs, their songs, like they've never heard before. And I want to do this, I want to continue this from yesterday because I loved it so much. More of your local news coming up. Stuff that would never in a million years make it to the national press, but in your local area, it's what everyone's talking about. It's the big story.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Michelle, who says, how's that interview with Marshmello going to go then? Because last time, Marshmello doesn't talk, obviously. We got him to type out answers, and then a computer read them out. Well, Dan's going to be with Marshmello, so I imagine that Dan will do most of the talking today, and we'll get around it that way. Marshmello and Dan from Bastille at 3:10. Yesterday we had some breaking news straight out of Galway in Ireland because they realised that there's a donkey there called Harriet that can sing opera.
Nestling beneath a rainbow over the Connemara landscape in the area of Turin, the home of Harriet. This donkey doesn't hee-haw as such, but when she opens her mouth, she's within an ass's roar of becoming a decent opera singer. So much so, she's gone viral.
Now, as you can imagine, not too much in that area of Ireland does go viral, so the owner of Harriet the Donkey was well shocked.
Well, I'm in shock, really, because I didn't know that she would do something like that. She never was able to hee-haw like other donkeys. She was around 2 years of age when I found her astray. They thought she was some opera singer who died and came back again.
Madam Butterfly has been mentioned.
Madam Donkey it is.
So they've all got a little bit carried away and they now think that this donkey is like an opera singer who died and came back to life again. I enjoyed this so much yesterday, and so many of you were getting in touch with me saying, yeah, I've been on the local news, or like local animal celebrities. We've got some more breaking news from the local areas coming up at 1:40.
Scott Mills.
Ashley's been on in Bognor Regis. He says, look on the bright side, at least we know Chrissy, you might actually win bangers today. Not necessarily, because he's left a track for me. So even though he's not here, he's still left the song. And I'm rubbish at it at the moment. It's Scott here. Rita Ora's coming up. I saw someone put this on social media last night. As far as I'm aware, Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the House of Parliament on one evening, not for 2 weeks straight. Seriously, enough with the fireworks now, please, guys. Also, someone told me yesterday they're banned in America. Like, they're not a thing. Is that true?
One. BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, wow. Marcus, plastering away in Boston, says that someone stole a garden gnome in Lincolnshire recently. That was on the front page. Roll of tinfoil stolen from Poundland in Preston. That was in the news. The foil was worth £1. OEP driver hits lamppost is a good one from the Kent Gazette. Noise round neighbours hear each other pee. So South London Press, some really good ones out there. But they will make it to the local news. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
You've been on the local news?
I have indeed.
This is the best. Why?
Well, I work in events and we had two nurses, myself, Katie Knight, and another nurse, Katie Day.
Right, but then how did that get on the news?
The client worked at BBC Cambridgeshire Radio.
Oh, right, so the guy that came in worked on the radio?
Yeah.
And he was like, there's a day and a night, this is incredible.
Yeah, day and a night.
So you were on the news because one of you is called Katie Day and one of you is called Katie Night?
Yes. Day and
night, day and night. That's you. Right, what did they say?
He just found it fascinating that there was a day and a night. And he just kind of absconded us down the corridor one day.
It's amazing what can get on the news, isn't it?
The only thing is, though, he didn't realise that my surname's actually spelled differently.
How's it spelled?
Knight with a K.
No, he didn't care. Still day and night.
No,
to him.
He didn't. Yeah.
With a K.
With a K. Yeah.
When was this then?
It was a couple of years ago.
Has the fame kind of gone quiet now, or are you still, like, famous in the local area?
No, it has died down a bit now.
I hate that when it happens.
Well, Katie Day then left as well.
Oh.
So
well.
There was, like, nothing to compare to, really. Scott Mills.
More local news. Hi, Sam.
Hello there.
OK, local news, tell me.
Right, so I was in Jersey last year with my cousin. When we arrived, we obviously sat down, had a beer and that, and then turned the news on, and there was the local news was reporting on some seagull called Gulliver, causing absolute chaos. Just causing chaos on the island, but it would like lull you into a false sense of security, so you could get close to it, pet it or whatever, and then bosh, it would have your Savaloy, they'd have it gone. During this trip, obviously, went round various bars and whatever, but...
Yeah.
Like the people, they were generally frustrated by the seagull. They were fuming, in fact.
What was
the people
name?
Were saying that Gulliver.
Gulliver the
seagull.
Okay. And what are people saying?
They were just fuming by it, mate. They said some people were describing it in this bar, saying it was the size of a pterodactyl.
But got on the local news. Okay, I've just found it. This is amazing. Okay. A troublesome seagull has been bothering people at St. Owen's Bay.
Yeah.
They've had to relocate.
Yeah, there was like a petition to safely deport it off the island. And then, I mean, I don't know how true this is, but when I was looking on Twitter, some people were saying that the Jersey Defence Force was deployed on the West Coast amid rumours of his return.
No way.
Yeah, well, that's what they were saying on Twitter. I think he had his own little Twitter account at some stage.
Oh, my God, it's all over. It's all over the local news in Jersey.
People were fuming about this poor Gulliver.
I love knowing things like this, because if you hadn't brought this to my attention, I would never have known about Gulliver, the hooligan.
Well, there you go, mate.
Yeah, dive-bombing seagull.
That's it. Dive-bombing, taking people's chips.
Yeah.
Just generally being a nuisance on the beaches, mate.
Nicking people's hats. I've actually got a clip here of a man on the beach being terrorised by Gulliver, and his hat is the victim.
Let go of my hat! Hey! Hey! you rat!
Vicious!
Vicious little thing, but what a legend, eh? To make the main, you know, the main story in Jersey. Scott
Mills. Radio 1, hello, yes?
Hi, it's George.
Hello, George. What's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring something to your attention. I've found a guy called, well, two guys called Pete and Baz, who I think you might be interested in.
Okay, what do Pete and Baz do?
They're grime MCs, and they're 70 years old.
Sorry?
They're 70. 70. Yeah.
How have I not heard about these guys?
I don't know. They're amazing.
Right, so how did you hear about them?
I was just on a popular social media platform that rhymes with Facebook. They popped up. I followed the link and then thought of you and thought you might be interested.
Okay, I'm just looking up Pete and Baz now. Oh, there they are. Yeah. Okay, so it's two fairly old white gentlemen doing grime.
And actually really good grime as well.
Is it good?
Yeah.
What are their tracks?
They've got two tracks, I think. But I think the one that you would like is it's called Do One.
Do One?
Yeah.
As in, you can do one.
Yeah.
Okay, George, let me play a track and I'll research this and come back to you. Wait there. Scott Mills. Okay, I found the track, Do One. Are you actually a fan of this?
Massive.
Okay. Right, here it is.
What's with the 50p charge when I pay card? Came for the beggar ball scratchings and I came hard. Soon as I put the gloves on, I'ma get loud.
Oh, wow. What's with the 50p charge when I pay card is one of my favourite opening lyrics of a track ever. came for a bag of pork scratching and I came hard.
My favourite line's about his favourite dinner. His wife's cooked his favourite dinner.
What's that?
Don't know. It doesn't tell you.
Oh. Okay, let's hear some more. Lorraine is on my feet. Pull up in the mud with my bird in the street. Hello. Yeah. How do I not know about these guys?
I don't know. They've been all over the grime scene. Have taken them up quite heavily at the beginning of the year. They're still quite small. They've had 500,000 views as well.
I'm just looking at the lyrics. I've had enough malarkey. I've got a mate and he knows karate. He's got a mate and he's in the army. Walk through the door, close down the party.
I've had enough malarkey. I've got a mate and he knows karate. He's got a mate and he's in the army. Walk through the door, close down the party.
Are you in touch with Pete and Baz, or are you just watching them from afar?
I'm watching them from afar, admiring.
I don't think One Extra have been on this yet. George, I'm not going to lie.
I don't think they have, no.
No.
Do one, do one, do one, do one, do one. You can go do one. Too many things on the line. Batch off the ring and I just got a new one. The beat's actually really good as well. Do one, do one, do one, do one. You can go do one.
Too many things on the line. Batch off the ring and I just got a new one. Do one, do one, do one. Okay, it's in my head already.
I'm voting that we put this up for the sound of 2019.
Well, oh yeah, because the BBC like do a list every year. Do you know what? As well, I've just been invited to be a judge on that.
Nice.
I got the email today, so
do it.
I mean, it
do
would
it
be
now.
It would be bad to use my influence. But for new artists, I mean, are they new?
They're new to you, aren't they?
They're new to me, yeah. And the BBC does this long list of, like, artists to look out for in the next year, and it is coming up for 2019. So, anything...
Give it a go.
Well, anything I could do to, you know, push Pete and Baz to the top a bit more. I'm not sure it's allowed, but I'm going to ask. Grime Grandads. Right, good to speak to you, George. This is BBC Radio 1. Wow, they've got more fans than I ever realised. Their other song, Shut Your Mouth, is better than this one, Scott. You'll have to look at that. Can we get them to do Retire in the Booth? Scott Mills. Would you wear Crocs, though? Post Malone is a lifelong fan of Crocs. Did you know this? Did anyone know this? Right, so he loves Crocs, and he has done a collab with them, and he's designed his own pair, and they sold out within 10 minutes, just because it's Post Malone advertising Crocs, which you probably normally wouldn't look twice at. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. They're not like the green holy ones off of your dad, though. They're like, they're still them, but like they're pretty cool. Like the design is good. That was Sunflower on Radio 1. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi.
Would you buy Post Malone Crocs?
No. They kind of remind me of what chefs wear in the kitchen.
Yeah, I understand that. Right, so you're coming back from Aberdeen to Glasgow after a meeting today, right?
Yes.
But before that, you've just been travelling before you got, like, a proper job.
Yeah, proper job now, but I went away last year for about 5 months, so...
Did you go on your own?
Yeah.
I really respect that, because I don't think I could do it. Like, if I was going travelling, I always, like, you meet people, I'm like, oh, fair play for doing it on your own.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, did you meet loads of new friends, new people?
Yeah, because being by yourself, it kind of forces you to, like, socialise with people, so you just hang out in the hostel, and there's more people that travel solo than you'd think.
Yeah. Where did you go?
I went out to I started in South Korea and then kind of made my way down through Southeast Asia, and I ended up in Australia for a little bit in New Zealand.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right, so back in Scotland now. Plans this weekend?
Big night on Saturday, actually. It's one of my friend's birthdays. Now that we're getting a bit older, we don't see each other that much, so...
I know I'm talking about the weekend on a Tuesday, but, like, you've got to have something to look forward to. Right, here's my thing on bangers. I've gone old school, absolute throwback, classic R&B. Listen to this. Incredible track, Aaliyah, More Than a Woman.
Not bad, not bad.
Come on, it's a classic.
Well, mine's a bit of R&B now and again.
Okay, so in his absence, Chris has left me this. I don't know what it is, but let's find out by hearing it. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. Ooh. You take my love for granted.
I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you.
So it's Drake.
I'm way too good to you.
Too good.
More of a modern banger.
Yeah.
More up to date.
Yeah. Kind of same genre, though.
Similar. I mean, I usually go with Chris, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
But I think I may be feeling a little bit more old school today. A little bit more of a throwback.
Just say my name.
I'm going to go for Scott. Yeah.
BBC Sound.
It's the iconic home of live music. You name an artist or band, and they've probably played here. This isn't a massive stadium or muddy festival site. This is Radio 1's Live Lounge.
Check, check.
Pretty life-changing experience.
I'm Abby McCarthy, and I'm discovering what it takes to make a cover version happen.
I want to keep it similar to the original.
The Live Lounge is world-renowned for its covers, and in this podcast, we're going behind the scenes with exclusive access to the artists setting foot inside Radio 1.
I'm going to make sure I do it right.
Check, check, one, perfect.
Radio 1's Live Lounge, uncovered. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Hooray, I won! Phew! How can you not win with that? Aaliyah, More Than a Woman.
Scott Mills.
That awkward moment when Anne-Marie got put through to what she thought was a superfan of her work, superfan Steve, last week on the show. It was actually Chris next door. Hey, Steve, you're through with Anne-Marie on Radio 1. And Scott, hi.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
So you've been a fan for a long time, have you, Steve?
16 years.
That is a long time.
Okay. Like, how long have you been a fan of Anne-Marie's music?
Oh, 3 years, four
awesome.
Years.
Okay, cool. It must be quite mad that you're speaking to her now.
Yeah, hi Anne-Marie.
Hello.
Oh, it's one of my favourite things we've done for ages. I think it's like Chris saying less is definitely more, I think. So we've done another one. Tomorrow it's with Charlie XCX. So we ask questions and the pop stars that are trying to answer them first before the superfan does by shouting out their name. What sport has Anne-Marie won 2 gold medals for when she was 12?
Anne-Marie, karate.
Is correct. Didn't get that one, Steve. That's quite an obvious one, I thought.
Yeah, sorry.
That's right. At what age did Anne-Marie start karate?
Steve.
Go.
9.
Yeah, that is true.
Wow. This is mad, Steve. Okay, who did Anne-Marie star with on the theatre production Whistle Down the Wind?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Jessie J.
Yes.
It's correct.
Yes.
Smashing it, Steve. Steve, you're smashing it.
Thanks.
Gets worse. Who is Anne-Marie's favourite Spice Girl?
Ooh, Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Me? Did I win?
Yeah, you won.
Sporty Spice.
Was that what you were going to say?
Sporty Spice.
Yeah, like, you would have said that, but Anne-Marie got there first.
Yeah, I got there first.
Yes.
Steve. Steve.
Give me a sec, Steve. Hang on.
She's Sporty Spice.
She's on the floor at this point.
Hello?
Sorry, Steve. Wait there.
Sporty Spice.
Yeah. Charlie XCX gets the Superfan Steve treatment tomorrow on this show.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Poppy in Newcastle, I am sorry, but it's not really my fault, or is it? So she normally listens to the podcast and she kind of saves them up for long journeys, which she has to make quite often for work. So this week she's gone from Newcastle in the northeast to Dorset, back to Newcastle, down to Derbyshire and across to Manchester. Then she was heading back to Newcastle for a Halloween party. Pretty shut out from all the travelling. Really tired. Put on the podcast. Set her sat-nav to go to Newcastle. It said 2.5 hours. Not bad at all, really. And then she got so into the podcast, wasn't paying too much attention, and had driven all the way to a place in Wales called Newcastle without even realising, and is now blaming the podcast for entirely distracting me. I sat in shock for a full 10 minutes, she says, soaking up the fact that I now have to get myself back up to the tune. Sorry.
BBC Radio 1.
Dan from Bastille and Marshmallow, hello.
Hello.
And thank you for an excellent live lounge.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It was really fun.
Have you two discussed, I mean, I feel this is going to be a bit of a one-sided chat, but have you two discussed how it went?
Yeah. I think we're pretty happy with it. People seem to like it. Mm-hmm. He's surprised. Yeah. It was a pleasure getting to do Marshmello's first live lounge with him.
I know. And was he nervous?
A little bit. I think I kind of monopolised all the nerves.
You were saying, you were saying that, like, what are the words to it again?
I've literally forgot the word. Did you? The run through before we played it, I forgot the words. But,
it was all right on the night, though.
Professional.
Now, Dan, I want to know if you remember this. It was a long time ago, so it's fine if you don't. But it was on Nick Grimshaw's show in 2013. This happened.
You are a big fan of Bastille, I believe.
Yes, I'm a little bit a big fan.
Yes, I can tell by your stilted speech that you are excited.
I am excited. Excited and scared and tired. I'm going to sing Flaws for you, which is a bit weird.
Are you going to have some musical accompaniment?
I've got my ukulele.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, let's have Flaws off of Bastille played on a ukulele by Layla.
All of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one. Wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves under.
Now, Layla is an intern at Radio 1 now, and she started... How long did you start?
Last week. It's been fast 2 weeks.
So Layla now has been here a week, and because we knew that you were coming in today, she's brought her trusty ukulele with her. It's back 6 years later.
It's actually a new ukulele.
Oh, is it?
We upgraded, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it like hearing that back?
Horrific.
Oh, listening back to yourself is the worst.
I've never lived that down.
Especially if it's like a while ago. You're like, oh, God, I sound different and weird. Marshmello doesn't have that problem as much.
But I have that on our first album. I think my voice sounds completely different to how it sounds now.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. That's what 5 years of touring will do for you.
Yeah. Is it better or worse?
I don't know. It depends.
It's better.
Definitely better.
Okay, Marshmello, I don't want you to feel left out in this game, despite the fact that you can't talk. Because what's going to happen is Layla, well, she's really kind of broadened her repertoire since 2013. Oh, yeah. So she now actually plays plenty of Bastille and Marshmello back catalogue. In front of you, you'll see some laminated emoji cards. What have we got, Dan?
We have the fire emoji.
That means it's good when she plays her ukulele.
We have the poo.
Yeah, that
emoji.
Means it's not as really good at all.
Oh, it's so good to be ourselves.
Yeah. But generally, I think the poo one means it wasn't all that.
All right, well.
And then what?
Glass half empty, mate. Then there's the really happy upside down half moon eyes one.
Great.
And then there's the scream.
Which means...
Oh my God, that was so amazing. I think these are just all shades of how amazing it's going to be.
Layla, what are we going to go for first?
Pompeii first.
Okay. This must be really weird for you because it's like one of your favourite artists in the world and a man with a marshmallow on his head.
Yep.
Who does also really good songs. Yep. And they're judging. They're judging you right now.
Yeah, they're judging me. Life has comes at you fast. But
good luck. Okay, yeah. It's only been here a week.
I know.
A lot's
baptism
happened.
Baptism of fire.
A lot's happened.
Welcome to Radio 1.
I was left to my own devices. Many days fell away with nothing to show. And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above.
Woo!
Emojis, please.
Up. I'm really sorry.
Marshmello, you first. Oh, two fires.
Definitely two fires.
Two fires.
Of course. Double okay. fire.
What else have you got in your arsenal?
Obviously happier.
Okay.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. That only for a minute. I want to change my mind, cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirit, so I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave.
Way! That's amazing.
Okay.
That's so good.
Have you heard your songs in this style since 2013?
There's... there's nothing like hearing a song that you like, because particularly our first album, I think Marshmallow is the same. We make a lot of our music like basically in our bedroom or on the road. Yeah. So it's there's nothing crazier than hearing somebody else do their own version of a song that you've done. It's such a great thing. And I'm gonna, for that reason, I'm gonna go with the Scream. Because it's like, good, oh, scream, that's amazing. Good Scream.
Marshmallow.
It would be really harsh if after that talk up, I was in like, and that was terrible, get out.
Marshmallow's got a happy face.
Yeah.
Happy smiley face.
Actually, that's way more appropriate. That's way more on song brand, isn't it?
Yeah. That's so true.
That was teed up for us. Yeah, no, sorry.
Layla, should we do one more? Should we take it back to where it began?
We can take it back to 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
Throwback. All of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one. Wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul, I can't feel it, I can't feel it. And there's a hole in my soul, can you feel it, can you feel it? You. Oh, I'll stop.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
I teased you at the end. Okay.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
These two.
Well, someone's got to use the poos.
No, there's no poos.
Why did I laminated them for nothing?
Yeah, you did.
Well, I'll take it with me. I'll take it as a souvenir.
Great. Marshmallow, Dan, thank you very much.
Thanks
for
so much.
Being part of Live Lounge Month. Marshmallow, you'll be back, I know, for many more Live Lounges, but for a first one, that was 10?
Oh,
because,
thanks.
Yeah, he's pointing to Dan. It's all, but I think it was a lot to do with Dan.
Like a good thumbs up?
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, it's hard to know.
No, it was awesome.
He looks happy, but then his face is always smiles, so. But it's under there, I know.
He could be crying under there.
Yeah, he could be crying, but I don't know. Right, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Scott Mills.
Chris is back on tomorrow. He was telling us yesterday that he was best man at his best mate's stag do this weekend. And when the dads arrive in the club at the stag, it's weird because they've not been to a club for approx 20, 30 years. Sophie and Kent can go one better than this, can't you?
Yeah.
Who did you take to your sister's hen do?
We took my 83-year-old nan.
And she was bang up for it?
Oh, yeah, she loved it. We had, like, a three-course meal and whatever, and we thought after that she'd go home, but she was well up for staying on.
Where did you go after?
It was a restaurant and a club, so it was in two parts. So after we finished the meal, it was a place called Moo Moo's, and then a drag queen came out called Madame Moo Moo and fell in love with my nan. And, yeah, my nan just loved it.
So your nan's there, like, at the bar with drag queen Madame Moo Moo?
Yep, cocktail making, taking pictures, dancing, all of it.
Because you do think, she'll come for the meal and then they'll go.
Yeah, we thought kind of, okay, it's getting a bit late, maybe nan wants to go, but no, she stayed right till the end.
And where was she sat?
Where was she sat?
At the bar?
She was right on the bar stool, right with the bar, with the attendant and the drag queen.
All right, so Madame Moo Moo just provides a stool for your 83-year-old nan, and she's making cocktails like the rest of them.
Yeah, she had to lift my nan onto the stool because my nan's about 4'7".
Incredible.
In her about 10-inch heels. And then, yeah, it was cocktail making with my nan.
Scott Mills.
This morning on Greg James, I thought was awesome radio, where Benedict Cumberbatch was on playing What's My Age Again. And Benedict had to guess the age of Adam.
Adam, do you own a teddy bear?
Yeah.
How many?
Nine.
So then obviously the game is to guess his age.
Adam, I think you're 6 years old.
And I think you're eight. Adam, what is your age again?
I'm 8 years old.
Oh!
I am terrible at this. Adam, you're brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Adam.
I thought you were younger than you are. It's not supposed to be insulting in any way, shape, or form.
Bye.
Oh, God.
I just realised what a trauma this is. If you're eight, you feel really proud of the fact you're eight. Like, six-year-olds are like little brothers. They're like people you don't talk to. Oh, God, what have I done to him? Poor boy.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye, Benedict.
I did enjoy it. I'm not going to watch any of your stuff anymore.
Greg's back tomorrow morning.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And superfan Steve tomorrow meets Charlie XCX. Scott Mills.